USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two officers shot in southeast Atlanta are in stable condition as a standoff moves into the afternoon hours. The shooting happened during a standoff with a gunman who is still barricaded in the home with hostages, and at least one person was killed in the home. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is in court on Thursday on contempt of court charges. On his way into court, Musk told reporters he fully trusts the American justice system.
I have great respect for the justice system, and I think the judges in the American system are outstanding.
The lawsuit is wanting to hold Musk in contempt of court for violating terms of an October settlement agreement. President Trump is traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy will be there with him.
The President and I will be traveling to the border tomorrow to hear directly from the law enforcement on the crisis at this border.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
A Democratic member of Congress from Ohio is the latest entrant into the presidential race. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Congressman Tim Ryan making the announcement on his campaign website on Thursday morning and also confirming it during an appearance on TV's The View later on.
I'm going to run for president of the United States, and we're going to make sure that somehow.
Ryan, a 45-year-old congressman, joins a long list of Democrats running for the White House in 2020. He says, quote, a quiet revolution is happening in this country that's driven by compassion and the independent spirit our nation is known for. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos will keep 75% of the company's stock, and his ex-wife Mackenzie will take 25% as part of their divorce. On Twitter, she says she's happy to be giving Jeff 75% of the stock and voting control of her shares. She's also giving him all of her interests in The Washington Post. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Verizon announced on Thursday that they've activated their 5G ultra-wideband network in parts of Minneapolis and Chicago. This as a carrier expects to bring that technology to 30 cities in the United States at some point in 2019. Fox News technology contributor Brett Larson with more on 5G.
To get it right now, you need to have, there's one Motorola phone that has a 5G attachment. It's a mod that you can put onto it. And then you need to be in a certain part of Minneapolis or Chicago to get that 5G service.
Okay.
Oh, and you have to pay $10 extra every month. So it's a very limited amount of bandwidth. And that's actually the problem. This 5G rollout has been very interesting to see. They've been talking about it for several years, but it is using a new type of technology. It's using something they're calling millimeter wave, which are these very high-frequency radio waves that they're having a bit of a challenge with. They're affected by weather. They're affected by, you know, they can't penetrate building walls and things like that. So with 5G, it's this massive amount of infrastructure that they have to put in. They can't just upgrade towers like we did when we went from 3G to 4G LTE, where it's, oh, we're going to put a new piece of equipment, run some new cables.
Is it worth the investment?
I think it will absolutely be worth the investment in the long run.
Sears and Kmart are rolling out new slogans as part of their rebranding effort. Sears says it will use the phrase, making moments matter, in an upcoming TV and social media ad campaign. Kmart, meanwhile, will feature the tagline, love where you live. Both stores are trying to win back shoppers after emerging from bankruptcy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.